The Lord's special blessing is upon us tonight, YouTube family. We're going to have some happy campers out there because they've been asking me about this subject that will be coming up soon. I wasn't really able to answer them from the Lord, so I was just waiting to see what he would do. And tonight he spoke about it. He set it up. He has heard some prayers. Today is July the 20th, 2015. He began this message with one word, and that was aftermath. And as I sat and listened for him, he began to speak. And now here he's talking about the aftermath of the bombing of America. He begins, "People will be so hungry for order and restoration, they won't be thinking about what they're signing into. Desperation will be everywhere, every nook and cranny, every hidden place. Out in the open, roaming the streets, knocking on doors. They will be like dead men, blank stares, unbelief, suicidal, many, many suicides." And as an apart on that, you can bind a spirit of suicide. I have done it many times, and no one has ever committed suicide that I'm aware of, that I've bound that spirit over them. There's a spirit of suicide. If anyone is suicidal around you, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, spirit of suicide. Repeat it 3 times and be adamant. You have to be adamant and declare that he will live. He will not die. Okay, back to the message. The Lord said, they will be like dead men, blank stares, unbelief, suicidal, many, many suicides. Do you see why I'm so reluctant about this? Children crying in the streets for their parents. Mothers screaming for their little ones. Hopelessness everywhere. When order comes to town, people will be so traumatized, they'll not be paying attention to what they're doing. Some will sign on without knowing what they did. Others will be gone to places they've prepared for such a time as this. There will be my ministers tending to the broken. Yes, just like the vision you had so many years ago. Plagues will break out, some man-made, some from lack of cleanliness and proximity to sick animals. Yes, even the animals will be reduced to shock. That is when CERN will do its best to cause rioting and mass slaughter of innocent civilians. This is the worst-case scenario. But there will be those who will stand and minister, pray for healing, raise the dead. Yes, I shall do mighty exploits through my servants. Food will come from nowhere. Hospitals will be emptied. Plagues will be stopped. All in my name. And as an aside here, we've got a couple of people who have been able to see demons who would not budge at the name of Jesus. And so I was just praying today and asking him, Lord, what's up with this? And he began to answer me at this point. I know some are experiencing difficulties with my name, he said. They have got to mean it and demand that the demons flee at my name. The angels will step in and forcefully take those who do not obey the use of my name. But you must all have a personal relationship with me. You must all know me in the sense of having a deep communion, understanding, assuredness of who I am. When you speak in total faith with conviction, they absolutely must flee. You need to see them as well, and I will reveal them to you, but you must look for them and speak directly to them, demanding obedience to my name. This is the issue with why it hasn't worked. Not enough faith in who I am and concentration until the entity obeys. In the military, obedience immediately is demanded. And so it is with the spiritual forces of dark. And so it is with the spiritual forces of darkness. You must demand obedience. And as I said, if they try to ignore my name, the angels will forcefully remove them. I've seen that many times, actually. Lord, I know Heidi sang over those plague victims and they all recovered. Not a one died and she didn't get sick. He answered me, that's correct. The faith of that woman is great. Her compassion is great. Singing is a powerful tool to overcome any plague or disorder. There are demons behind these plagues, principalities that move about on assignment to bring in the deadly sickness. Truly, these diseases have demons behind them. They can be stopped. They can be spoken to. Death can be stopped. Life can be restored, especially praying in tongues. When I pray through you, there is no force on earth below or a heavens above that can resist my intercession before the Father. It's done. Finished. This is why tongues are so forcefully denounced. As you know, the more truth and power to something, the more it is opposed and accused as being demonic and from the devil. Lord, is that the unpardonable sin? Indeed it is. There will be a stain on their garment that cannot be removed. There is a difference between malicious speech and ignorance. Those who knew my spirit and still took it upon themselves to denounce my spirit, unless they repent, they will not go to heaven. Repentance has to be complete. Contrition must flow from the very core of their being for what they did to me and to the people I could have brought into the kingdom had they not denounced me. If they do not repent, they will not enter heaven. If they do repent, they will enter heaven with a stain on their garment. At that point, I saw a full-length white garment with a cincture around the waist. And there was a long faded stain, it seemed that it was around the waist to the floor, 12 inches wide or so, on the right side of their body. It looked like something much more intense in color that had been removed, but there was still a vestige of it. I am thinking perhaps blood from the wound in his side, the Lord's innocent blood, because this is how he talks about slander, shedding innocent blood. Jesus began again, truly that was my blood from my punctured heart. That stain will remain for eternity. I have warned those on YouTube to be very cautious with their mouth, their heart, their motives. I have warned them numerous times. Some have not heeded my warning. I am hoping for contrition from them. If they do not repent, they will not enter heaven. Oh my God, how terrible, just for denouncing the work of your spirit. If they know my spirit and they know in their hearts that I'm at work in a vessel or movement and they still denounce me, unless they repent thoroughly, they cannot enter heaven. They have sealed their place in hell. This is what the Pharisees did. Many later repented, and many did not. You see, Clara, I have no choice. They denounced me and did not repent. Rebellion cannot enter heaven. There's a place set apart for the rebellious. It's called hell. This is why I ask you to pray for your enemies. If my spirit is moving through you, and they know it's my spirit, but insist on accusing my spirit as evil and the devil, they have committed the unpardonable sin. If they come to their senses before they die, confess their sin, they will be allowed in heaven, but never have a totally clean garment. It will be forever stained. Pray for your enemies, and never let an evil remark about one of my servants pass by your ears without rebuking it. Do not be a partaker in this sin. Rebuke it. There are many with loose lips. They throw words around like a sprinkler throws water. They have no discernment. They have no idea what they're saying. For them, it's not the unpardonable sin. because they are without knowledge or understanding of who my spirit is. He is so pure, Claire, so very easily offended, and yet purer than the finest molten gold. To assign him wickedness, after having known the sweetness that he is unpardonable. When one is prone to jealousy, bitterness, hatred, when one is manipulating and grasping for recognition and power, and they have known me, but cast caution to the wind because they're so eaten up with jealousy, I warn them sternly to reform their heart right there and then. If they persist in that hardness, I punish them. I remove my covering and give the demons permission. I give them 3 warnings. If they do not repent but persist in their attitude and speak against my Holy Spirit, calling good evil, that's the unpardonable sin. Their only hope for salvation is a deep and complete repentance, but their garment of salvation will be marked for eternity. Gee, Lord, a lot of people were wanting to know about this, and that's precisely why I'm speaking on it now. I have heard their prayers. He continued, "Is it possible to go to heaven after committing that sin? The answer is yes, it is. But the conditions I explained above must all be met for the person to have committed the sin. If they're ignorant and have a mouth like a sprinkler, they're not culpable, although I do give them a strong check in the spirit nonetheless. Even if they're not believers, they will feel guilt on a deep level. That's the beginning of a properly formed conscience. They will reflect on that feeling. It will be bothersome, even though they're not quite sure why. My love, I want you to take people a little more seriously, please." "Okay, that's good. I will reveal to you who is sincere and who is just using you. But you do your best with each one until I reveal their heart to you." "Yes, Lord. And to you, my YouTube children, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. The Lord knows who are His. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, lending them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. And right here I want to say, wow, this passage of scripture describes everything he's been talking about. And this thing with jealousy and maligning the Holy Spirit, he even mentions that, you know, they'll escape, they'll come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil. The trap of the devil is that you lose your salvation, who has taken them captive to do his will. So the devil's will is to denounce something that's from Holy Spirit. And he gets 2 kicks out of that. One is, he brings down the minister, in the eyes of other people. And the other is he derails the people from learning from that minister because they're scandalized. So that's taking people captive to do his will. That passage of scripture is in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, by the way. And here the Lord continued, "You have taught them much of what I have given you. Some are putting it to practice. Others are lazy and just want answers. I say to them, seek me, and I will give you answers. But you must seek me with all your heart. I'm not an easy catch. To those who do not yet know me, yes, I'm tender and close at hand. To those who have known me for quite some time, but are not seeking me vigilantly, this shows me a serious lack of concern on your part, laziness and disrespect. This resembles a servant who had one talent and went and buried it. I enjoin you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourselves, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline, therefore be zealous and repent." By the way, that's from Revelation, the third chapter, on Laodicea. The Lord continued, "You have taught them how to fish. Now I want to see their catch. Come to me, my brides, and seek answers from me. There is nothing wrong with using your Bibles as an oracle. Try me in this, and I will prove to you this is acceptable and even virtuous. But along with this, you must have a commitment to renounce yourself in all things, or you will not understand or care to understand what I'm showing to you. It is a true saying that a man will only recognize a problem that he's willing to do something about. If he's lazy or rebellious, he will declare that he could not understand the answer and is not willing to work any harder to get it. But for those of you who press in, you I will reward with understanding. If any of you lack wisdom, come to me, and I will anoint your understanding to coincide with mine. That is wisdom. Well, I think I've given you all enough to think on. My blessing is upon you who diligently seek my truth in all things. And for those who are still standing around and not working out their salvation, with fear and trembling, I say to you, I'm coming, and there will be weeping and wailing for those who did not take their election seriously. Repent, and I will bless your every effort. I love you all tenderly. Make me proud. Use what you've learned.